It's your pre-match warm-up, Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap, as we look ahead to Bournemouth this weekend, the 3pm kickoff, which is nice. I'm joined by Ian Salmon, Ryan Patton and Mo Stewart. We will get the Bournemouth perspective in part two. But Mo, I said before United, it felt like must-win territory. Liverpool failed to take care of business. This weekend, they simply have to take 3 points.
Yeah. I don't care how it happens. I'm calling for all offside goals that should have been given that aren't given, deflections off backsides, soft penalties, you name it, we'll have it. I don't care how it happens, it just has to happen. And I think that that's probably going to be the mood within the camp as well. That's probably how they're going to be feeling right now, as if they're training right now or today. But whether they can translate that into an actual decent performance, that's kind of the crux of it, isn't it?
Ian Salmon, if you could handpick fixtures a little bit like Ferguson used to do, if we're all honest, Bournemouth wouldn't be too far from the top of your list.
No, you'd be quite happy with it. I hadn't been paying any attention to them, but I did a quick Google on what the results have been so far. They've lost 3, which means they are actually worse than us. They've conceded 9 goals, so they've not actually scored any. It seems like a fairly good time to play.
They did win the first game.
In that case, I've read the result wrong.
you might check your Google.
Bournemouth are actually better than us.
Yeah.
If anybody, at this point, I'd beg for the show to start recording again, so it sounds like I know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows I don't, so he was asked. So
glad you
were. I would hand pick Bournemouth, but now I'm slightly worried about them than I wasn't before. It's going well, this, isn't it? This is a game I would want. I would want Bournemouth. We need to start the season. We haven't started it yet. I don't know if it's the extended pre-season that's gone into the first couple of games of the season, as Klopp spoke about a few weeks ago. I don't know if it's a hangover from last season. I was talking on the wildcard show about the fact that I think it's possibly the fact that we whipped these lads for 65 games last season to be the best they've ever been in their lives physically and mentally. I think they may possibly be just absolutely buggered